Hi, everybody. Welcome to the next installment of the Spilling the Tea Leaves podcast. You are here with Rachel, that's me, and Michelle.
Hello, everybody.
We started this podcast fairly recently to create an inclusive community for people who want to talk about anything and everything spiritual and be in a place where you can feel supported in your growth and in your path. Today is a continuation on from the topic we started last time, which is coming out in whatever spiritual form that is. We spoke last time a bit more about some of the things that you'll have to let fall away as part of the process. And what we wanted to focus on more today is not just all of the things that you can gain from being a bit more open in the world and with yourself about who you are spiritually, but also some ways that you might consider gently letting the world in on who you are as a spiritual being.
Yeah. I think last episode, we talked about a lot of losses that could occur, and there was no way, shape, or form for us to talk you out of it, but just to give you a clear path of what may happen and to prepare you for that. Because sometimes it's not all love and light. You know, some people are in different paths, and unfortunately, it happens. You might lose a friend or two, or have a family member that doesn't want to talk to you. But there is so much more to gain by, you know, not speaking to that one friend anymore or not having the same type of relationship. You can eventually find that circle of people that are totally on your wavelength and can support you and teach you what you are wanting to know. Rachel, how do you, like, what has your experience, like, when you share your experience with somebody or what your path is like, how do you do that? Like, how do you start off with somebody? How do you share that?
That's crazy,
of course.
I think a lot of us in the spiritual community can definitely feel the energy and the kind of vibe that's floating around. So a lot of my preliminary openness, it starts with just literally feeling it out, kind of sensing, okay, well, what, you know, like, who are the people around me? What's the energy today? Is it, I don't want to say safe, because we're always safe and supported. But truly, I mean, is this a place where I feel ready and okay to connect in that way, or to put it out there and see if a connection forms? A lot of times, and it's Michelle, I think, knows this story already, but sometimes I honestly use a more culturally accepted method of divination or spirituality. So for instance, what I normally do is broach the subject with astrology, because even if people are not okay with, you know, crystals and healing and, you know, the fact that I talk to animals, people are normally okay if I say, oh, hey, you know, like, let's say I'm in a school environment, because I have little kids, I'm around schools a bit, and hey, oh, I noticed little Luke is a Leo, man, you've got your hands full. And then depending on how they respond, like, oh yeah, I guess, yeah, you know, he was born in August, you know, like, okay, then, hey, cool, I back off, we can talk about, you know, how everybody's sight words are going the next day. Or if it's like, yeah, but oh God, he's an Aquarius rising, so it's like, it's even more bonkers than, you know, then I know I'm in, right? Like,
yeah.
So So for me, it's actually kind of, it's a two-part gauging very much the energy. And I think a lot of people listening to this podcast already know what I'm talking about in that way, just mm-hmm. really literally spidey sense, feeling it out. And then kind of very gently dipping my toes in the water in a way. I mean, I guess I would do the same maybe with Harry Potter. Like, I'm trying to think of other kind of like cultural things that are accepted, but are definitely like, you know, a little fringy, right? Like, I mean, what about you, Michelle? Yeah. Do you feel like kind of in your day to day, is that how you might very gently, covertly sort of feel it out?
I do feel, I kind of feel the person first. It's, I'm more of a, I let you talk and then I will respond, or I'll pick up on what you're saying. I'll just pick up on your energy. Otherwise, sometimes when they ask what I do, I think we spoke about it last podcast, I'll say, yeah, I make jewelry. And then if they pry a little more, I work with crystals. And then if they start asking questions, then I know I can open up myself I can open that door a little bit wider. Once I talk about energy healing, if they're into it, awesome. Then I can keep going. If they're like, oh God, that's so weird. Like that lady last time said, oh my God, that's so stupid, I think is what she mentioned. Then I completely back off and I'm like, all right, you know, that's fine. No judgment. You know, this is just my livelihood and what I do and what I believe in and something that I've worked most of my life for. But okay, cool. It's stupid. You know, cool beans. But otherwise, I mean, in other situations, sometimes I just don't share it at all. Sometimes to most people, I'm just a mom. Some people, if I tell them, yeah, I have my own business, a lot of them don't even ask. And I feel like a lot of people are very self-involved in that way, where they just, they don't want to know, or they just don't care. They just really want to talk about their day. And I let them. And they'll overshare and I listen. And if they overshare in a way where I'm like, okay, this person might be into it, then I'll say, hey, you know, have you ever tried XYZ, or have you ever heard of something? A lot of people believe in it, or energy healing or Reiki, which I feel like Reiki is another door opener, because it is becoming so mainstream. Okay. One of our mutual friends, Rachel, approached me at school. Was it yesterday? Because, by the way, Rachel and I both have school-age children. I think we mentioned it before. But she approached me and says, oh, my God, I just read an article about Reiki and how a lot of celebrities are getting really into it. And I'm super interested in to find out what it is. And all right. I said, okay, yeah, hi, my name is Michelle and I'm a crystal Reiki master. I can help you out there. And I told her what it really is. I told her that it is energy healing. I told her that it is a way to balance your energies and yourself and your chakras, but it is also not a quick fix, which I feel a lot of people now are taking it in as. So I would tell her, listen, if you want to have a session with me, I will do the energy healing, but I will also give you all your recommendations and things that you can do to work on at home. So, and I've seen Reiki being offered at a lot of massage places. I've seen Reiki offered at spas, which is super cool. And that's also like another conversation starter, like, yeah, I know what Reiki is, or I know I've heard of it. I'm not sure what it is. And some people are into it. Some people are like, whatever, it's not my thing. And either way, that's cool. The other thing that I wanted to tell you guys is it's also okay not to say anything. It's if you don't feel like you want to share for what some people is a very private, intimate experience, you don't have to share that. You don't have to say, this is, I mean, some people, right? Many people should not be coming up to you and saying, hi, I am a Catholic and I believe in XYZ. I mean, most people don't do that.
You don't have to either, right? No, and there are some people that you just don't want to share your energy with, even if it's not even if it's not specifically about who you are spiritually or in any other context, I mean, there is a lot to be said, and I think that people really do not fully appreciate the magnitude of an exchange of energy with another human being, even eye contact, even something as seemingly insignificant as eye contact has a potentially huge impact emotionally, spiritually. And so regardless of what the topic is or what part of yourself you want to share or don't want to share, that's completely up to you. There are some people who maybe you just do not want to connect with them, and that's fine. Not that there's anything wrong on that side or wrong on your side, but it's just, you know, I think we're getting into another topic, which we'll explore much further, maybe in a future podcast, about protecting one's boundaries and reserving your energy either for yourself or for the people and the pursuits that you really want to intentionally direct your energy towards. So being very selective and intentional about who you're connecting with and what you're sharing with them is definitely something that a lot of us can give a little more attention to. And again, I'm not even talking about spiritually. I'm just talking about how much of your energy may be flowing that you don't even notice. Especially for those of us who were born and raised in Western cultures. I'm from the Midwest. I'm a recovering Midwesterner, where you make eye contact, you smile, you are open, you are giving, you're accommodating. Hey, you know, like, let's chat. We're in line for the bank. You know, there's a kind of ingrained assumption that sharing is good.
Yeah.
And again, not even that it's bad. We're not talking in binary. But you don't have to. You don't have to give any part of yourself ever that you don't feel comfortable or willing to give. I do think that being very mindful of and intentional about setting your energetic boundaries is a completely necessary practice if you are going to really focus on your spirituality, because there are a lot of people, sometimes the term jokingly used is energetic or spiritual vampires, but you know, it's a bit true. People who are empathic especially tend to attract those who are in some ways a bottomless pit of energetic and spiritual need. So we who are able to connect spiritually have to be very protective of and mindful about protecting ourselves and giving in a way that is not necessarily restorative, but respectful of our own boundaries and safety.
I think that would be a great, we could probably do that next podcast too, because it is, especially like you mentioned for empath, there is such a, you on a daily basis with everybody you come in contact with, create a link with this person. Do you correct sort of a string, and the thickness, the width of the string and the strength of the string depends on how strong that connection is. And sometimes cutting those cords, those energetic cords, can be as simple as doing a simple cleanse. And other times it takes a lot more work and time, especially, for example, an ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, a former friend, or somebody at the bank. In Spanish or Latin cultures, and a lot of other cultures actually have the mal de ojo, or the evil eye, the belief in the evil eye. And essentially what that is, it's just a a hoard, or it is a sort of this negative feedback with somebody that sometimes affects you physically, emotionally, and sometimes spiritually. So making sure that you are keeping your space safe, not only for your mental health, but for your physical health, is extremely important. And making sure that what you share with somebody is something that you are willing to share, not because that person is in your immediate circle, or because, like you said, you're standing in front of them at the bank, or because you feel like a strong connection to share. If you want to share, then share, but you owe nothing to anybody. This is your experience. You owe nothing to anybody. This is your experience, your journey. You can keep it as private and as sacred as you want, or you can share as much as you want, but you are under no obligation to do what you do not want to do.
Which can feel quite funny or maybe even disingenuous. So when you think about wanting, you know, for me especially, a lot of the spiritual growth that I've done, especially fairly recently over the last year and a half, it is so exciting and I really want to share it. And it is sometimes better that I not, for a variety of reasons based on the context and the people with whom I'm associating on any given day. And again, I mentioned because of my cultural background, there is a part of me that finds it fairly natural to overshare and connect and have kind of like me too conversations all the time and get very excited. And, which does often happen. However, there are some days where even if the conditions are right, let's say the planets align and the people around me are amazing and receptive and also spiritually open. Let's say that just sort of happens. There are some days where I just don't feel like it, and where, again, being more protective of my own energy. And it has nothing to do with the actual content. It's more just about how much energy I'm putting out versus how much energy I am keeping for myself and for those things like my children or my spiritual practice, which I have prioritized. So again, it's more about really being selective when you decide to be more open, because when you do open yourself, there is an energetic unleashing, which is sometimes wonderful, but which can be depleting, especially if you run into one of two circumstances: one where you feel as though you've poured part of yourself out, and it's met with unwantedness, or if you put yourself out there and it's met by someone who just grabs onto that energetic string and pulls and pulls and pulls and pulls, and you have not yet come to a place where you feel able to cut it. Yes. So it's wonderful and beautiful to really start putting more of yourself out there and feeling more genuine about yourself. Because I think so, right, this, my thoughts kind of went in a few different directions here, but what I'd started to say was, like, sometimes it can feel disingenuous, or like if someone I have a reading scheduled at such and such time on such and such day, and in the morning, maybe someone at the post office says that I know, let's say, oh, hey, you know, what do you have scheduled for today, Rachel? And I just don't feel like going into what I do for a living, or animal spirit guide readings, or, you know, like, so it's not, you know, because sometimes it can feel a little bit inauthentic, I guess is maybe a better way to put it, where, you know, oh, you know, I'm just going to run to the grocery store and get some work done, which is not inaccurate, but it's not fully genuine either. But again, it comes down to what is the context? How do you want to share? With whom do you want to share? What kind of, honestly, time you have? I mean, because for me, explaining to people what an animal spiritual guide reading is, I mean, like, my God, I wouldn't have time anyway, like at the post office to explain, you know, so there's a level of thoughtfulness is called for, I think.
Yeah. I think once you, if you decide to share, you almost become like this little beacon of light where you're going to attract the moth and the butterflies, and you also might attract a couple of flies. You might attract a lot of lovely creatures and not so lovely creatures. And you do open yourself up to that. And that is, it's going to happen, and it's okay. It just depends how brightly you want to shine, I guess. Maybe that's not the right word. If you want to shine bright enough that you're going to attract a bunch of people, if you want to share what your journey is, that's awesome. And if you just want to reserve that energy just for yourself, that's okay too. Because sometimes we don't have the time. I don't need to explain. If I'm grabbing Starbucks in the morning, I don't want to tell the guy in front of me that, yeah, I have an energy reading and I have to do crystal Reiki session, and then I'm going to do I'm going to work on a piece that's based on their chakra and their third eye necessities.
Cool. And the barista's like, yeah, I just need your name, lady. Like, I was just making conversation. Like, who's the flat white for? Like, okay, cool. Crystal lady.
That crystal lady. And I'm just sometimes it's too much. I'm like, I don't want to share this with you right now. Like, right now it's not the headspace. And then sometimes it is. Sometimes you meet amazing people like Rachel, where just you have like verbal diarrhea. You're like, I want to tell you absolutely everything and anything that literally comes to my mind. And I want to hear what you think. I want to hear what your thoughts are. Tell me about your dreams, which I always, whenever I have a weird dream, I want to call Rachel and be like, can you translate this for me?
What does it mean?
What does it mean? By the way, I just went to Thailand last week, and I went to the Gold Temple up in North Hill Tribe, and they have all these beautiful Buddhas, and off to the side in a corner, as I'm turning the corner, there is this Buddha with this like giant moth on his ear, and the moth is my spirit animal. And I sent the picture to Rachel, and I'm like, look what I found. It's amazing. And it's something so small and insignificant. My husband's staring at me like, what are you doing? It's just, it's like the cockroach of the sky. I'm like, no, it's a moth. It's my spirit animal. It's a message. Then I went to get blessed by a monk with my daughter. And it was like this whole amazing experience. And I'm like, the only person that I want to share it with was Rachel, because everybody else would think I am absolutely out of my head. Like, why are you posting a picture of a moth? It's on my Instagram if you want to see it. But I'm like, awesome, it's a message. Rachel gets it. She gets the messages that I'm getting. And it's great when you have that somebody to connect with. Like, this is so cool that I could share this with somebody and not keep it inside. And this is for those who do feel like sharing. Like, I get these messages and I can tell Rachel anything, essentially. Literally anything that comes to my mind or I see, she's like the first person that I message. And it's so beautiful to have this connection with somebody that accepts you completely and fully in all your craziness and whatever my journey is, as opposed to trying to hold on to somebody who is going to question you or be derogatory towards you or tell you that it's not right. If you do choose to put yourself out there, you can and will gain that tribe that you need in your moment, in your life, that or that you're seeking. What's the phrase? When the student is ready, the teacher would come.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily the teacher, but everybody's a teacher, and you will find that person that's going to walk with you or teach you things that you don't know. Rachel has taught me so much that I had no idea. And
likewise,
it's amazing,
Michelle,
to find that. Thank you. But it's amazing to find somebody that you can kind of have that with. It's more of a gain than a loss when you are ready to open up.
Well, and we'll, after the quick break, I think that's the perfect place to pick it up, is all of the things that you will gain when you do start opening up, and when the conditions are right and safe for you to do so. So we'll pick it back up just in a minute or two. Hi, gang. Welcome back. We were talking on the Spilling the Tea Leaves podcast with Rachel and Michelle about what happens in your life when you decide to spiritually open up and share with those around you, whether it's family or your barista or whomever. Hey, this is a part of my life. So we've talked a bit about some of the things that may fall away, or that will present themselves to you as things that are no longer healthy or supportive of you on your journey. That was mostly in our last podcast. Today, we've been speaking a bit about some ways you might consider being a bit more open about your spirituality, whether, again, that's with your family or the friendly guy in line next to you at the post office, what have you. But we're going to spend the rest of today chatting a bit about how awesome it is when you can step outside your door a bit more fully. Again, it's not about authenticity, because often, you know, I mean, you don't tell everybody everything you have going on. That's just not, ain't nobody got time for that. But to step out, and if someone does ask you what you do for a living, or if you just feel like sharing who you are spiritually, no matter how it comes up, and you've already determined that it is supportive for you to do so, all of the awesomeness that flows back in. And for all of the negativity, sadly, most of which has come from my family, I will say that the positivity that has also flowed into that space when I've opened up, I mean, I can literally picture sort of like gates opening, and what flows in is truly overwhelmingly, resoundingly warm and bright and positive. And I feel grateful that I've come to a more secure place in myself, and I can say that I have gained much more than has been swept away, now that I've become much more open about who I am spiritually. And Michelle, I don't know if you feel the same way or if it's been a bit different for you.
I feel like I've had more positive experiences and negative experiences. I feel that most people are, if not completely open, just generally kind. I've had the odd occasions where I've lost a friend, or for example, I think I mentioned my grandmother. I genuinely do not tell her 100% what I do. She just thinks I make jewelry. End of story.
Which you do. Again, you're not being inauthentic.
It's not that I'm lying. Yes, I'm not lying about it. I make jewelry. She also thought I got married in white. I mean, those are just, it was off white, still a white. So it's just, you know, it's just little, I'm not lying to her. I choose to share my experiences with people and not with others. But when I do share, 95% of the time has been positive. There's been a large percentage where they have asked me more questions or they want to learn. I've had people ask me for sessions. I've had people just wanting to reach out and ask me questions. Oddly enough, I had a friend from high school reach out to me saying that she's really getting into crystals and she's very interested. She does listen to the podcast, so hello, you know who you are.
Hi.
And which was so warm. And I'm like, wow, this is somebody that I would not have thought would be into something like this. So for the most part, I view it as an opportunity to teach. So I'm one of those people that I do want to shine my light as bright as possible and choose to teach people who want to learn, but I don't want to be pushy. And I have the full expectation of not having the warmest reception. And I get that. And that's okay. But I choose to, I feel like the more I can share with, or the more I can teach, or the more I can empower is probably the better word. The more I can empower people, I feel is the best scenario for everybody. I'm willing to take that.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier that you sometimes find that when you are a bit more open, you not only attract those who would be part of your tribe, but I think it also allows other people a bit of your courage. I mean, for you to stand firmly in your light and in yourself and say, yeah, this is what I do. I believe in this. And it's a big part of who I am, allows others to kind of bask in that energy and say, yeah, me too. So for someone who is maybe either not open about it for whatever reason, or has been considering maybe chatting about it, and suddenly you, again, let's at the coffee shop, you mentioned your barista energy healing, and suddenly she leans across the counter and is like, oh my God, I just got my first rose quartz the other day. It's amazing. I can't believe it. And then it's like, and she's off to the races because she hasn't sort of been given that invitation in her life yet, or in his life, you know, and it's this beautiful little chain reaction of like, oh my God, a kindred spirit, someone else gets this or understands this, or at least won't judge me for it. And it's this delicious little moment where you can offer someone else a safe space to be themselves too. And that to me has been one of my favorite parts about it is you get like other people will get this kind of like conspiratorial look in their eye and it's like, oh my God. Tarot cards, right? And it's like suddenly, like, you know, and it's just
you're in a club almost, like,
right?
I know you. You are literally recognizing another spirit. You're recognizing this other soul who is on a similar path. And you make that connection, which, by the way, is a genuine connection. So yes. I'm not a fan of like small talk. I struggle with small talk because it makes me feel so awkward and inauthentic. And I've worked in hotels for like 10 years. I got paid to small talk with the guests. It's just, it hurts. I'm like, oh, how's the weather? Oh my God, this is great. Fine. But when you talk about something, I mean, you, in a single sentence, you are going in deep. You're going into a potential new belief, a potential new discovery. You're talking about something beyond the muggle world, right? You're talking about energies. You're talking about spirit. And like, oh my God, I got my first crystal today. And I am so excited. Like, you just removed 10 layers of an onion that most people won't get to with another human. They were talking about the weather or traffic or how tired they are that day, you know.
Truly,
like, you
truly,
automatically those
moments of genuine connection to me actually feel like I'm connecting with source, you know, this collective universal sense of oneness and togetherness, which talking about the weather or college football will just really, for some people it may, for me, certain topics under the category of small talk, just the connection is not real. But when I am forthcoming and open about my spirituality, to be able to invite that person in and have that moment, or if you're lucky, that conversation or that 2-hour chat over coffee about big ticket topics, is a kind of connectedness that honestly is one of the main reasons I'm here, and one of the main reasons why I feel so fortunate to be able to do this podcast with Michelle, is because we're tapping into something that is us, but is also bigger than us, and that we share with other people. And for me, coming out and opening up has given me far more chances to feel that interwovenness. I did not have as many opportunities to feel that and to tap into that before, as I do now. In fact, one of the most intense things someone can say to me in conversations, and I've only heard it uttered since I have started being more open about my spirituality, is, and Michelle, I'm sure you'll, in fact, Michelle and I have probably said this to each other a handful of times, is when in a reading or just in a conversation, someone says to you, "Wow, I've never actually told anyone that before." And it's like, oh my God, you're coughing at your throat chalk was all like, okay, right. It's like, I got goosebumps. It's this moment of connectedness that I have only ever found maybe in a really deeply spiritual yoga class, or maybe one or two times when I attended Unitarian Universalist services, in a past lifetime. I mean, but like those moments where it's like, oh my God, it's electric. It is really electric. And that is something that I've gotten only by really fully opening and trusting that being open is the right thing to do. And like I said,
you start connecting with people in ways that you would never think you would be able to connect with somebody. Do you remember the reading we had with, and I'm sorry, as I'm speaking, I am looking for his Instagram so you guys could check him out. He's amazing. Adam and Rachel, I love Adam. And again, bear with me as I look up Adam Perry Art.
Yep.
That's his Instagram, is Adam Perry Art. I just wanted to make sure I had it right. And he is what would you call him? Like an intuitive artist?
Yes, I think that's accurate.
An intuitive artist, he channels messages from spirits, and whatever message that you need to hear, he forwards it to you, and he'll draw it in a way that you can visually see it and understand. I have a couple of his art pieces on my wall, and I still have to get the other ones.
I have some of them framed and they're on my wall. To give you an example, I'm sure he'd be okay with us sharing. So this is actually a reading that Michelle and I had together. We had a friendship or shared soul reading. And so this is a work that Adam did, and it's us kind of sharing a spiritual margarita, I think, was, I mean,
was a
I mean, but,
yes.
but, but, there's a sense of us. And then there's,
for those who are just listening in on the podcast, it's an image of our spiritual, Rachel and I in spirit sharing like this, oh my God, what's the word in English?
A chalice, and just drinking from this spiritual cup together.
Yes.
You know, it's, you know, and the visions that Adam has, they're actually, again, like to feel the tingliness or the experience of his work and the beauty that it can produce. It's powerful. It's very moving.
I love Adam, and Adam, I'm sure he's, yeah, like you said, I hope he's okay with us talking about him. If you're not following him on Instagram, follow him, Adam Perry Art, ADAMPERRY Art, ART. And one of the things, going back to getting the, oh my God, I haven't told anybody this, Adam picked up on a few things for Rachel and I's reading, like how we literally sit together in the car or a version of that, just talking spirit and all the, our connections and everything. Now, one of the things he also picked up personally for me was one of my dreams of redoing an old church. And it was so clear and vivid that I'm still floored that he was able to pick up on it, because I have not told anybody except Rachel and my husband. That is it.
And now all of you.
Now all of you, right? So my goal is to just buy an old church and redo it into something absolutely amazing and spiritually inclined. And that is, I'm going to do that before I die, so I can't die anytime soon. But yeah, it is, you have these moments that you otherwise would probably, you have them so often, and realize that there's no such things as coincidence, and there's no such thing as happy accidents. They're things that our spirits are meant to do. There's things that go beyond our understanding, and you have those like, oh my God moments so much more often when you're on this path.
Yeah.
And when you do share it with somebody, again, this is not a share it, don't share it. Like we said, share as much as you want, but there are positives to sharing. There are positives to reaching out to somebody. And on top of all of that, you are given the opportunity to become that person for somebody else. Yeah. You become that guide for somebody else. You become that source of information for somebody else who will not be draining your energy, but somebody that you can help move forward in their journey, as opposed to when you stay quiet and another person is giving the opportunity to shut that person down, you're giving the opportunity to lift that person up. So when you do share it, you're opening up yourself to that chance.
Yeah, agreed. It's beautiful when, going back to Michelle's comment earlier about when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Part of being on this spiritual path is that sometimes you're actually the teacher, and for you to be present and appear for someone and kind of help them open their own gate and be just a friendly, non-judgmental ear, if nothing else, is one of the just beautiful acts of service that we can do for each other as we're all walking each other home. You know, for you to lend a kind ear as someone tells you about their experience with spirit or their experience with Reiki that they just tried for the first time, or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, that's an incredible moment that you can gift to someone else. And
it helps you grow.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's another layer or another aspect that you can't experience without that other person, if that makes sense. Like, you can't have the light without the dark. You have no idea what it looks like. You can't be that person for somebody unless you know, unless you open up yourself, unless you, again, not a share, don't share, be the bright beacon that you're guiding in the airplanes to land. But when you do open up yourself a little, you are providing somebody a, what's the word? An opportunity to grow as yourself too.
Yeah.
We're so beautiful, Rachel.
And humble too. Oh my gosh.
Like, we are so humble. We are so humble. Yeah. Is there anything, I don't know, man.
I think that about does it, for today. I just feel, in summary,
in conclusion,
being open has gotten me far more than being closed ever did. With that being said, there are times where I do not open for various reasons, and being protective of my boundaries while simultaneously opening up when it is safe to do so has just yielded really, really beautiful and rich spiritual connection that I wouldn't have had before I felt able to do this. So I would say it's a combination of being ready and having the self-protection in place, or being willing to explore what your self-protection is, and then feeling open to receiving the gifts that can come from being a bit more willing to share what we all have, but what very few of us currently in 2019 are capable of expressing and sharing. So yeah, long story short, 10 out of 10, recommend it.
10 out of 10. We'll do it again. Yeah. So before we leave, just to remind you again who we are, my name is Michelle. You can find me at rememberlovejewelry.com. You can find me on Instagram at rememberlove. You can find me on Facebook, also under Remember Love Jewelry, and Twitter, rememberlove721, because somebody took already Remember Love. And you can email us at spillingthetealeaves@gmail.com. Rachel?
Yes. Hi. So basically still just on Insta. I have bangs. It takes me a lot of time to do the bangs. So like right now only Insta. If you want to learn a bit more about spirit guides and the animal form that they take, I would love to see you on Instagram at Cottage on Wolf Lane. And just slide in my DMs, send me a question about, or just send me a picture of a cat from your neighborhood. I'm open to that too. That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, please don't forget to share our podcast wherever you are listening to. We are officially on Apple. Thank you, Apple.
Thank you, Tim Apple.
You can find us on Spotify, CastBox, TinyCast? I don't know. Or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. We would love if you would share our podcast. If you're watching us on YouTube, please share it. Leave us a comment. We would love to hear from you and your experiences. We want this to be an open communication. So if you tell us your experiences, have you decided to open up? Have you decided not to open up? What has your experience been like? Please let us know. We would love to hear from you guys. And I think we are officially done for episode 3.
Three.
Yeah. Episode 3, part 2. Yay!
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Bye.